On the phone, joining us via the Digis Hotline right now, he covers Arizona State for the Arizona Republic. We got Doug Howler. Doug, how you doing, man?
I am great. How are you today?
Good. Thanks for being on the show again, man. Football. Can we talk football for just a brief moment there, Arizona State football?
I don't think anyone ever stops talking football, do they?
You know, that's the truth. How are things going? And Todd Graham, his name came up a little bit. They're saying there's interest from different NFL teams. Do you see him hunkering down and staying at Arizona State, or is he going to fly the coop?
I was thinking about that not long ago. Could I see Todd Graham making the jump to the NFL one day? And it's hard to see at this point. I mean, he's a guy that came from the high school ranks, and there's still a lot of high school coach in him, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that in a very hands-on type approach with teaching with his players here at ASU, and of course with his background, given the way he jumped around from Rice to Tulsa to Pitt to ASU. You know, people always ask, like, how long is he going to be at ASU? But, you know, everything that I've heard, seen, been told, you know, he's happy here. They, he and his wife just gave $500,000 to the stadium fund. They're renovating Sun Devil Stadium, and you know, that's a pretty big financial commitment. You know, never say never, especially in this business, but I would be surprised if he goes anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah, I was looking at the ESPN.com way too early top 25. And look, I know that everyone's jumping the gun on it, but we love football, so why not? And Arizona State is ranked in this poll at number 15. And returning starters for Arizona State, 7 offensively, 9 on the defense, 2 on the special teams. Last year, I forgot what it was defensively, but I believe Arizona State had – were there no returning starters on the defense? It was really bare.
There were 2. They had 2 returning defensive starters. And, you know, among the guys that they lost coming off that 2013 year, 6 of them were first or second team all Pac-12. So – you know, it wasn't like these guys were just, you know, starters, steady starters. These were guys, some of these guys were the best in the conference. So it was a pretty big drop-off going into last year.
Yeah, got Mike Bercovici's going to be back as the starting quarterback, Taylor Kelly. Towards the end of the season, it seemed like there was, I'm not going to say discord, I'm not going to say controversy, but there were people that preferred Bercovici over Taylor towards the end of that season in the starting position.
No, I think controversy is probably the right
okay.
word.
Okay.
Some people who are still upset about the fact that Todd Graham and offensive coordinator Mike Norvell stuck with Taylor Kelly after he broke his foot. He was out for 6 weeks, missed 3 games, and, you know, Mike Bercovici came in and, you know, they lost the first game to UCLA pretty bad. And then, you know, he beat USC, he beat Stanford, and they were rolling. They were doing pretty well with him at quarterback, and then they went back with Taylor Kelly, and that offense just never found the same rhythm really for the rest of the season. And, you know, a lot of people think that Coach Graham was a little too loyal in that situation, sticking with the senior, and that they should have kept it with Bercovici. Bercovici has a strong arm. He can really throw the ball. And really, I think that's why you see ASU so high on some of these too early preseason rankings, is that even though, I mean, how often do you lose a 3-year starter at quarterback and everybody thinks you're going to be even better next year with the guy you have who is backing him up? So that tells you how respected he is.
As far as the overall feel of the program towards the end of the season at Arizona State, what was the vibe? Was it like, oh, that was great, or was it like, man, what could have been?
That's a great question. And you know how fans are these days. I mean, a lot of people were hopeful for this team coming into the year, but given the losses on defense, you know, they didn't think they could get back to that 10-win level. They could win the South. I picked them 3rd going into the season in the South. And yet they got it going. They had some defensive issues. They fixed those. You know, Taylor Kelly was out for a while. They kept finding ways to win. And then here you are in mid-November, and you're 6th in the college football ranking. And, you know, and you go up to Oregon State, and that's where things kind of fell apart. They lost a game they should have won in Corvallis. They ended up losing to rival Arizona in the Territorial Cup game, and, you know, kind of let the air out of the balloon. But I think if you told anybody at the beginning of the season, this team is going to have a chance to win the Pac-12 South on the final day of the regular season, they're going to be involved in the college football rankings in November, I think everybody, 100% across the board, would take it.
His name is Doug Howler. He covers Arizona State for the Arizona Republic. Tomorrow night, basketball, Arizona State and Utah. How's Arizona State doing? What's the read? Not great so far.
No, not great at all. They're struggling. They're 0-3 in the Pac-12. They've lost at Arizona, which a lot of teams will do. And then they got beat by the two Oregon schools this week on the road. You know, that's kind of the silver lining that they're taking, is that, you know, they had the misfortune of starting out with their first three games on the road. But then here you go, you know, get to go home and face one of the top 10 teams in the country in Utah. So they're struggling. They're a team that had seven newcomers coming in, and which is, you know, it's a little high, but that's college basketball these days. Every team kind of rebuilds from year to year, and it's really killed them, particularly at the point guard spot. They've tried. They have two freshmen and a junior college guy that they've tried there, and it just hasn't worked out with them. They're going to have to go through some more growing pains. Yeah, turn the ball over on 22% of their possessions, and it's just hard to win in conference play when you make that many mistakes.
I was looking at the Pac-12 Basketball Insider power rankings for this week, and you have Utah at number one, with Arizona dropping down to number two, especially after that loss versus Oregon State.
Yeah, and you know, I had Arizona last week number one, but I think it was pretty close between Arizona and Utah anyway. You know, if anybody's watched Arizona a lot this year, I don't think you've ever come away from a game, maybe a few games, but not a lot, thinking like, okay, that's a Final Four team. You know, they're built like a Final Four team. They have the experience. They have a great point guard. They have incredible size, but just something's not, the chemistry's not there yet. They're not defending like they have. They're not rebounding like they did last year. So I think they're still kind of, I don't know, work in progress is too strong, but they have some things to sort out. And then Utah, I mean, every time I've seen them, and I've watched them a lot, I mean, they're just very impressive with how they defend, their depth. DeLon Wright obviously is playing at an all-American level. I really think, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they end up as the best, you know, team in the Pac-12. They've certainly played like it so far.
What's your read on Utah? Can they beat Arizona? I know that the consensus is that tomorrow night – it shouldn't be too big of a problem for Utah at Arizona State. Of course, you don't want to take things for granted. But that Arizona-Utah game Saturday afternoon, you've seen Arizona play. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, beating Arizona at McHale is incredibly difficult just because their fans are just so great. It's the best atmosphere in the Pac-12. It doesn't help Utah that Arizona's coming off a loss. So I think that's going to get their attention. But you know, at the same time, I mean, you look at Utah, what is their weakness? You know, they've really just kind of, you know, they've paid their dues over the last few years. They've done things the right way. And then, you know, their last major hurdle I thought going into this year was, you know, to win on the road, especially in conference play. What were they, 2-7 last year on the road in conference play? Mm-hmm. So this is going to be a pretty big test for them. But you know, I know they started off their first three games all at home, but they weren't challenged at all. You know, winning by an average of 27 points. So I think it's going to be close. I still think it's incredibly difficult to win at McHale. I mean, Gonzaga came in here, and I was at that game earlier this year and took them to overtime. But, you know, I still think probably Arizona wins, but I think it's going to be really close.
One more question for you before I let you go. Oregon State, they've shocked the world against Arizona, and they look pretty doggone good. Are they for real, or is it just kind of a fluky thing?
Well, I agree. I mean, going into the season, I wasn't sure they would win two or three conference games with losing their top five scorers. You have a new coach, and then you looked at their roster and you thought, you know, where are they going to get scoring from? But they're very disciplined, and they really just kind of ripped Arizona apart. You know, everyone says that Arizona couldn't score against Oregon State. That was half the problem. The other part of the problem was that, you know, Arizona couldn't stop Utah or Oregon State. They shot 64% in the second half. That's the worst half of defense Sean Miller's had in 2 years. You know, I think they're going to win some games. I mean, I don't think they're going to contend for an NCAA tournament berth. I don't even think they're going to finish in the top half of the conference. But I think you're going to see them win maybe six or seven games. And from where they were going into the year, that's remarkable.
Are you going to the Super Bowl?
I am not going to the Super Bowl this year.
What's it like down there when the Super Bowl hits down?
Well, I mean, the only issue this area has with the Super Bowl is that it's played It's not played in Phoenix. It's played in Glendale, which is, and to get out there, it's just kind of a drive. So it's, the whole setup is, you know, it's not like when it was in Indianapolis and everything's kind of downtown. There are events downtown, but the stadium's in Glendale, about 45 minutes away. So it's a little bit more spread out, but it is the Super Bowl, which is the biggest sporting event in the country. And, you know, you could definitely feel a buzz. No question about that.
How do you think Todd Bowles is going to do as a new head coach for the Jets?
I would be surprised if he didn't do well. I mean, just look at what he did this year with the Cardinals and that defense. I mean, they lost everybody, just about everybody. And, you know, the offense couldn't score, and yet they kept winning games with their defense. And I'd be surprised. You could tell being around the people who are around that organization, that franchise, they just have great respect for him. I'd be surprised if he doesn't do well.
All right. Thanks for being on the show. I appreciate you answering all these questions. We talked Super Bowl. We talked little Arizona Cardinals. We talked Arizona State, Oregon State, Arizona, and Utah.
We're all over the place.
Yeah, we're all over the place, but I appreciate you being on the show. His name is Doug Haller, Arizona State University beat writer for the Arizona Republic. Have a great day, man, and thanks again.
Hey, no problem.
There you go. That's Doug Haller. You want to follow him on Twitter, @Doug, D-O-U-G, Haller, H-A-L-L-E-R.